Well, what concerns you about Stowe today? Do you have any concerns about issues
No,
into the future?
I have no concerns, except it's a different price than it was way back then, like almost everywhere, I presume.
I think that when we got here, the Mount Mansfield Company was really a pet project of C.V. Starr. Mm-hmm. And he hired the best that he could find to run it, whether it was the lodge or the ski instructors. And subsequently, and understandably, it became small business, then big business. And now, you know, business really drives so much of what happens in the community. And it's been very, I think it's been, from talking to my friends, it's been very difficult. And, you know, people used to close in Stowe in the summer, stay open in the winter, and because it was a whole different kettle of fish. Now they've got their $1 million mortgage to pay off, and they're competing with a place across the road. The Stowe Area Association is an incredible association. I was a trustee for, I don't know how many years, of diverse and competing people to try to keep together to promote the community as a whole. And now the different lodges are desperate for business. And I'm not saying that they don't compete well, but it seems to me that it's much, much more
cutthroat
and commercial, although it's retained a wonderful sense through all that. One of the things that I noticed the other day reading in the paper was that a group of owners of Domino's Pizza has tested the constitutionality of the law in Arches National Park or Bryant, whatever it is, out in Utah, why they can't have fast foods. And I've always thought that Stowe retained some of its dignity by not having that. And a long time ago, it was, if I'm correct, rules were passed that you couldn't serve food in Stowe without, you couldn't sell restaurant food without being served. And it was definitely meant to be a barrier to fast foods. And I think it has been.
And it still is.
And still is. And it certainly has a negative impact on the people that can't afford to go to the Spruce Peak for lunch with their four kids. So there's a good side and a bad side. But I think if you cannot think of your own personal needs totally, I think in the long run it's helped Stowe retain a sense of what Stowe is.
Thank goodness.
And it can be challenged.
Yeah.
What is Stowe to you, Rana? What is Stowe to you? Especially now you're spending your summers, your winters in Florida, and you come back.
It still is very soft spot in my heart. I kind of feel this is home to me, even though I don't have my own house anymore. But I still consider Stowe home.
And you now have a grandson, Tony, your son.
And great-great-grandchildren. Mm-hmm. And, of course, that makes it much more so because I have family here, which is lovely.
What do you wish for them and their experience of Stowe based upon your own life here?
Well, I would like to wish for them that it would get back a little bit more the way it was, to shrink a little. But on the other hand, as Tony said, they are having a very nice time with their young friends, and maybe they didn't know what I knew, so they don't miss it. So in other words, each generation, as it meets its own level, and they seem to be doing all right. As a friend of mine said, so the funny thing is when I used to go to the post office, I knew everybody. He said, now I go to the post office and these people who I don't know, but they all know each other. Mm-hmm. So there is a whole new group here.
Yeah, which is wonderful.
Which is fine. So I don't resent anything, really.
Is there any advice that you would want to give to future Stowe residents? Anything that you'd like to see happen in the town or not see
I'd like
happen?
To see some of these people, these new people who I don't know, to kind of cut down on all this keeping up this Joneses atmosphere, which we never had.
I mean, in terms of house size? Well, I think the economy is helping enormously.
The
economy is helping that enormously.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Well, you described a Stowe where really it didn't matter what your social class
exactly.
people, there was great integration
exactly.
across all.
And you know, like Stan and Kai Wright, they had just a silly house, but very, always such wonderful evenings there. I mean, and there was nothing fancy in the world there, nothing. Nobody cared, and everybody was delighted to be invited because that kind of an atmosphere, maybe it exists, but because I'm so much older now and I don't socialize with these newcomers, I don't know how their life is here, but as I said, who knows?
There wasn't as much conspicuous consumption in the 60s, 50s, and 60s, period, as there is today.
Across the nation.
Yes, maybe it's across the nation.
What would you say, what would George say about Stowe today? And what do you think that his thoughts would be? Or he probably shared them with you during his
I think he'd years. Be... That's an interesting point. Would you still have, I guess you'd still be living here in the summer. Mm-hmm. And I think he'd love it. He always did. Mm-hmm. And he'd meet people and he, especially with golf. So I don't think he'd have a problem, do you?
No, I don't think he'd have a problem. No, not at all. I think he would continue. He was very much of an individual. I mean, he would just carry on the way he was always, and he was very generous in his outlook on people too. I mean, I don't think he would be as critical as I am of all this showing off business. So what he would say is their business, you know, like men usually are more up to be that way, I think anyway.
Well, you still have a very active social life here. You're a busy woman when you come back to town, so you still have a lot of your
Well,
friends.
Not so much. Not so much, because number one, I can't get around. I don't drive. And my daughter, who is absolutely wonderful with me, and everything is fine, but I don't like to impose on her to keep giving parties. And, you know, that's sort of a reciprocal thing. So I don't do as much as I used to.